Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. You know, that little voice in your head constantly whispering, is this good enough? Should I be doing more? What if I mess up? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're tackling perfectionism, that relentless pursuit of flawlessness that can actually hold us back from living our best lives. Ever felt like you were running a marathon just to get through your to-do list? Or maybe you've canceled plans because you weren't feeling perfect enough? Trust me, you're not alone. Perfectionism is this sneaky beast that disguises itself as high standards or ambition. But underneath it all, it's fueled by fear. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, and even fear of success. So, how do we break free from its grip? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you embrace imperfections and reclaim your joy. 1. Recognize the cost. Perfectionism isn't just about feeling stressed or inadequate, it comes with serious consequences. It can lead to procrastination, anxiety, burnout, and even strained relationships. Think about a time when your pursuit of perfection actually backfired. Did you miss out on an opportunity because you were too busy trying to make everything perfect? Recognizing the real cost of perfectionism is the first step towards letting it go. 2. Redefine success. Ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. Success isn't about achieving some unattainable ideal, it's about progress, learning, and growth. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Did you finally finish that project? Awesome. Did you try something new even though you were scared? Even better. Focus on the journey, not just the destination. 3. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head that constantly nitpicks and judges? Yeah, that's a liar. It's based on unrealistic expectations and fear, not facts. Learn to identify its negativity and challenge it with positive affirmations. When you catch yourself thinking, this isn't good enough, reframe it as, I'm learning and growing. Remember, every mistake is an opportunity for growth. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes, stumbles, and falls short sometimes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your imperfections and move forward with grace. 5. Set realistic expectations. You don't have to be perfect at everything. Recognize your strengths and weaknesses, and focus on areas where you can genuinely excel. Remember, you're not competing with anyone else, you're competing with your own past self. Strive for progress, not perfection. Think about that time you were trying to bake the most incredible cake for a friend's birthday. You spent hours meticulously following the recipe, measuring every ingredient, and agonizing over each detail. But when it came out of the oven, it was a disaster. Maybe it was burnt, flat, or had more holes than Swiss cheese. How did you feel? Probably disappointed, maybe even embarrassed. But here's the thing, your friend probably wouldn't have cared if the cake wasn't perfect. They appreciated the effort and thoughtfulness behind it. And who knows, maybe the imperfect cake ended up being a funny story everyone could laugh about. We often put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect that we forget to enjoy the process. Remember, life is messy, unpredictable, and full of surprises. Embrace those imperfections, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. So, are you ready to ditch the perfectionism and embrace a more authentic and joyful life? It starts with recognizing the power of imperfection and celebrating the beauty of being human. Keep practicing self-compassion, celebrate your wins, and never stop learning and growing. Share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, that helps us reach more people. And remember, there's strength in vulnerability and courage in letting go of perfection. See you tomorrow for another dose of Overthinking Cure.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.